That is the voice of the queen of Afropunk herself, Lady Bo. Lady Bo was born on this day in 1940, and she played, not just played with Bo Diddley. Lady Bo is that lead guitar you hear on all of Bo Diddley. And she was the first female guitarist in history to be hired by a major rock and roll musician. Even though she was born Peggy Jones, we know that she is Bo Diddley's Lady Bo. So she was born on this day in 1940. As we get into our day in history, reminding you that support for WEAA is provided by Bosch, offering Bosch dishwashers a Bray and Scarf. So on this day in history, after we just heard about Lady Bo, a couple of quick things before we jump into our conversation with our guest, Charlie Cobb. This was the day in 1789, the French Revolution began, and citizens stormed the Bastille. On this day in 1914, Marcus Garvey arrived in Jamaica after a long tour that took him through South America and Europe. And 5 days later, he launched the Universal Negro Improvement Association 5 days after this day, after doing this world tour and creating this radical revolutionary movement that he began just 5 days from now. On this day in 1921, Sacco and Vanzetti were convicted in Massachusetts for the murder and payroll robbery. We talked about that earlier in the month, and after a two-month trial were executed. This became a cause célèbre in America with people who thought they were railroaded into prison because of their political views. On this day, in 1933, the Nazis began the proclamation of the law of the prevention of hereditary disease offspring that called for sterilization and even murder. Their eugenics platform, but what we've talked about before in this program, we have to remind you that all of their stuff, much of their theory on eugenics, of course, was based on the work done here in the United States of America from the time of slavery through the early part of the 20th century. And on this day in 1948 is when the Alabama and Mississippi Democrats walked out of the Democratic Convention, opposed to the minimalist civil rights platform that was being offered by Hubert Humphrey. And on this day in 1958, king that was installed by the British in Iraq was overthrown by a coup in 1958 on this day. And this day is the day, we'll hear some music later on, the birthday of Woody Guthrie and the birthday of Jerry Rubin, the American activist. As I said earlier, Lady Bo, and of course, Malala Karenga was also born on this day in 1941. That is the day in history. For the rest of this day in history, go visit us at steinershow.org and see it right there. We're going to come right back with Charles Cobb. This nonviolent stuff will get you killed. And that is what he got through under us right now.
With his hand, two good men a long time gone. Two good men a long time gone. Sacco and Vanzetti are gone. They left me here to sing this song. Sacco's born.